Hello and welcome to Weekly MTG. This is a very special episode.
I've been looking forward to this episode for a while, actually.
Quite a while.
Yeah.
You don't even know, but you've been looking forward to this episode because we are announcing a product today.
Yeah.
That is coming out in December.
Which is crazy. It's so soon.
It's so soon. I'm honestly shocked we've kept it a secret as long as we have. We have another product coming. Steve, what is special about this product?
All right, so let's start with the name.
The name.
The name
of
the product.
That is a good place to start.
I like to start with the name when I announce products. Ultimate Masters.
Ultimate. We're gonna put that.
And we're gonna magically put it right out here.
So Ultimate Masters is coming out December 7th.
December 7th.
And I can hear a lot of people saying, another master set already.
Well, hold on, Blake. Hold on a second. So this is a very special set.
Mm-hmm.
This is the last Masters product we plan on making for a while.
Okay.
Yes, we're gonna have other special supplemental products. They will have reprints, but they're pretty great. I'm very excited about them, mm-hmm. but that's for another time.
But we're kind of shelving the Masters set as this is like the little cherry on top of the 25th anniversary.
Yeah, I think that's a really good way to put it.
Yeah.
This is going to be very similar to other Masters sets, at least in terms of what you get in the box. For
yep.
the most part, you get 24 packs, one premium foil per pack,
as usual
for a Masters product. But there is something a little different and a little special this time around about a box of Ultimate
yes.
Masters.
So you can only get a sealed box of Ultimate Masters from a local game store.
Sure.
So these are not going to be sold at big box stores or anything like that.
The boxes are only going to be available.
At your local game store. And that's key because each box comes with a little sealed pack inside of it that contains a box topper.
I believe they're called Ultimate
Box Toppers. And they look so good.
They're so cool.
And we have so much excitement around this. We're just going to show you all of them today.
Yeah.
There are 40 of these.
40 different Ultimate Box Toppers. So sealed in the box of Ultimate Masters,
yep.
there will be one Ultimate Box Topper
yep.
per box. And let's go ahead and bring some of them up on screen,
yeah,
shall we?
Yeah, and before we do that, every Box Topper is also in the set.
Yes,
so what we're going to show you is both the Box Topper and the regular version.
Yeah.
And then also of note, every Mythic in the set can be a Box Topper.
Yes.
So we're going to show you every Mythic from this set today.
Right.
Happy preview day you didn't know was
Congratulations.
Coming.
Congratulations. Yep. You'll get to see every Mythic in the set and a selection of some other cards as well.
There's a couple of rares and then two really cool uncommons.
I'm very excited about these uncommons.
They're uncommons, but they're some of our most... We'll get there.
We'll get there. We're going to get there.
We're getting ahead of ourselves.
Patience.
Let's start...
So it's a virtue.
We're going to start with maybe the most expected card in any Masters set.
Yeah, I think people probably see this coming if we're talking about something that's sort of the capper on the 25th anniversary.
But with new art.
So let's pull it up.
Let's see it.
Let's see
the first card, Tarmogoyf.
Now, as we know, what doesn't grow dies, and what dies grows the Tarmogoyf, as it says right in the flavor text right there on the standard edition of the card. But the box... So we've got the regular version on the left side of the screen and the... box topper on the right.
Yes. And so you'll notice that they both have the mythic symbol. Now, all of the box toppers that you'll see will have the mythic symbol. That does not mean they're mythic in the set.
Right, and that's why we're showing you the counterpart in the actual set right next to it so that you can see exactly what rarity it is in
mm-hmm.
the set itself. I love this Tarmogoyf art. This is so cool.
It is amazing. Now, a lot of these have new art. Not all of them have new art.
No, not all of them. But many of them do. Many of them that you might not expect to have new art, in fact.
There were a couple surprises.
Yeah.
We're going to get to one of them that is my favorite piece of art in a really long time. We're so excited about this set, we keep getting ahead of ourselves.
It's really cool. But let's talk about this this first Ultimate Box Topper. The thing that you're going to notice about these cards are... they're semi-borderless,
mm-hmm.
right? All the way bleed to the edge. And on top of that, you've got a little bit of a transparency in the type box
yeah.
right there. So you're going to see a lot of that, but the rest of the card is intact. The text box is a little bit shrunk to give the art that room to breathe right there. And I think all of them are really cool, but I especially love the effect on this Tarmogoyf.
Yep. So let's look at the rest of them. We're
going to
go through 39 more preview cards.
Right, and they'll be in alphabetical order.
Yeah, the rest of them will.
The rest of them will be. But yeah, it's Tarmogoyf. We got to show Tarmogoyf.
All right, let's see what's next. Next, we have ancient tomb.
There is no glory to be gained in the kingdom of the dead. That's right. I'm just going to read
Flavor text. Theater. That's what we got.
Flavor text theater.
So this is what you'll see, the different rarity signs. So in the main set, Ancient Tomb is a rare. In the box topper, it still they all have the mythic symbol.
Correct.
So yes. because there's only one box topper per box, they're pretty difficult to find.
Yep.
And so they each have the mythic symbol, but the normal one has the rare symbol. So Ancient Tomb will be a rare in this set. Right. And I love the new colorless mana symbol.
It's really cool. And on top of that, you get sort of the effect that you'll see on a lot of these cards where some of the art gets darker towards the edge,
mm-hmm.
which is really cool with that effect of the full bleed into the border, which yep. I really love. Ancient Tomb, that's the second box topper we're showing off. So let's move on to the next one. Yeah? Balefire Dragon.
So this card is, it's only been printed once as a mythic.
Yes.
And
In Innistrad.
And it is a key to one of those.
Yeah.
It is a key card in a lot of dragon commander decks. I have an Ur-Dragon deck myself. This goes straight in it.
Well, in this one, as you know, if it comes for you, die boldly or die swiftly, for die you will. It's true. I love the flavor text.
Steve's flavor text theater here. So this, I love the full bleed on the art on this one, too. It looks really good with the dark edges bleeding into the side.
It's super cool. And definitely a mythic that people really love. People love dragons.
Yeah.
I love dragons. Absolutely. And this is a really great dragon to include in the set. This is a mythic in the set, as you can see from the set symbols matching on both the box topper and the card.
Yep.
So an actual mythic in the set itself.
Yep. Moving on to...
Oh, boy.
Bitter Blossom. So this is new art
yep.
for Bitter Blossom. I really love the zoomed-in look on the full bleed one. How's that flavor text looking,
Well,
Steve?
You know, in Lorwyn's brief evenings, the sun pauses at the horizon long enough for a certain species of violet to bloom with the fragrance of mischief.
Oh.
It's poetic, really.
It is.
Just like Lorwyn itself.
It is.
This is another really cool effect with the... I love the effect on the... type box where it's actually white text.
It fades into it,
and so it's white text to emphasize that. And then again, no flavor text in those text boxes to really emphasize that art. Because as you can see, even here, it's zoomed in a little bit.
Yep.
Which I think is really, really cool.
Yeah.
So Bitter Blossom.
So let's see what we got next. Cavern of Souls.
Oh, this is a card I've heard of.
This card also again now with the colorless mana symbol.
Yep.
Powerful in modern human decks.
Indeed.
And spirit decks.
Eldrazi decks.
And whatever.
Basically
whatever
tribal decks. If you're a tribal deck fiend, you love Cavern of Souls.
Mm-hmm.
I've built sliver decks with Cavern of Souls.
As you should.
Yeah.
All right.
But we've seen this art before. This is keep looking at those, matching up those symbols, mythic
yep.
orange. So this is a
mythic in the main set as well.
Yep.
Yep. So let's see the new card. Next card. Celestial Colonnade.
Oh man, I remember playing with this card in.
That looks so good going to the edge.
World Wake. Yeah, it looks great.
And the bleed on the type line is really cool.
We're noticing things for the first time.
We are. We've looked at these before, but Celestial Colonnade, a staple in white blue control decks in Modern, and one of the more powerful creature lands we've ever printed.
For sure.
And yes, we're going to show them to you. But yes, we're printing all five.
Yeah, fans of the world.
The five of these. So
fans of the World Wake cycle of lands that turn into creatures will be very happy with this set, especially since all five of them will be in the set. We can confirm that now. We will show them to you later. And they will, I believe, all be at rare
yep.
in the set.
Absolutely. So let's move on to the next one.
And there we go.
Creeping right Tar Pit, alphabetically. So you'll notice these are rare.
Yep.
And
not much to say about this one. This one's unblockable.
If you animate it.
Yeah.
No, I've played this in Cruel Control decks in Modern. Great card.
All right, let's move on to the next one. Ah, here's a land that people did not necessarily expect. This is new art for Dark Depths, and I believe it is the first time for it to have the legendary frame as well.
That's so cool. This is my second favorite new art in this set.
We discussed this beforehand, and this art is really sweet. There's another one that's going to come up at some point down the line that we hope you're going to get as big a kick out of as we do. Dark Depths, very well known for that Merit Lage 2020 Black Avatar token.
So we're gonna show more of these in a second, but let's bring the camera back to Steve and I.
Yeah.
Because we wanna share some more. We're gonna show all these box toppers.
Yeah, and you're gonna get many, many more of these. There are 40 of them.
We've gone through like 10. The previews will continue. Yeah. But we want to share some more details about the set.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you're looking at this, you're thinking, this is awesome. I want to know more.
Yeah.
So, like we said before, release is December 7th. The boxes are going to be available at local game stores only.
Correct.
But we also have another expression, right?
Yes, we do. We are also going to have a blister pack.
Yeah,
so
a three-pack
blister pack that will be available at mass market stores.
Yep, and this is much like Mythic Edition. As you've seen, there's some pretty cool collectible items in here. Much like Mythic Edition, we're thinking of this as a premium product.
Right.
So we released a couple master sets recently. This is more our blow everything out of the water master set.
Yeah.
And so the MSRP on this one is going to be $335.76 per box. The blister pack is going to be $34.99. So we're looking at this as a premium product. This is, if you want to pick this up and draft, absolutely.
Sure.
Do it. But this is highly collectible. The blister pack only comes in the box. We're actually going to open one.
So that you'll be able to see this.
You can see this box here. We're going to open one to show you exactly what it looks like. Mm-hmm. But we wanted to know that there is one ultimate box hopper per box.
Correct.
This is available worldwide at local game stores. It is only published in English and Japanese.
You can see the product line on your screen right now. So that ultimate box topper in the center, that is what it looks like. It is wrapped in that individually wrapped package.
Mm-hmm.
And that is contained right on top inside the fully sealed box.
Yes, absolutely. Let's get back to some previews.
Yeah, let's see some more box toppers. I love these things.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
New
DT,
Arc
that's right.
Demonic Tutor. Again, this is a rare in the main set. Mythic rare as a box hopper, as they all are.
And you got to beware the generosity of demons, just like the flavor text says. You got to do it. This is really, really cool art. This is brand new art for Demonic Tutor. This has never been seen before.
I'm going to try to pick one of these up and put it straight in my Canadian Highlander deck.
I want one of these for every commander deck that runs black. I want one of these for Cube. I want Demonic Tutor in any format that I can run it.
Yep.
Search your library for a card, then put that card into your hand, then shuffle your library. This card was originally printed in Alpha, Beta, Unlimited, and Revised.
I actually just noticed that the text is centered.
It is.
On the box topper
it
version.
It is, which is pretty sweet.
Yeah, that is pretty great.
Pretty sweet.
Let's look at the next card.
Oh, I recognize
it. Of course Emrakul.
Of course Emrakul.
How can we not do Emrakul?
We couldn't. We had to pay homage to the 15 cost creature.
Of course.
The biggest of all the Eldrazi. Emrakul is the staple of a lot of different types of decks in many different formats.
This is not the last we're going to see of Emrakul.
It is not. It is not. Just a little preview for you. This is not the last view of Emrakul that you will see in the art of a card. But yeah, this is. I remember playing in Rise of Eldrazi pre-release, opening up one of these and actually casting it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how my opponent let me do that, but it did happen. And it was just the greatest feeling for me, and I know it was not so great a feeling for my opponent. But Emrakul the Aeon's Torn now with 100% more legendary frame as well. And this is a mythic in both the set and as a legendary box topper.
Absolutely. All right.
Sorry, ultimate box topper.
Next we've got
Engineered Explosives.
Explosives. Again, rare in the set. This is art we've seen before, but that box topper really lets you get up close to that Engineered Explosive.
Yeah, and what I love about the ultimate box topper is you can tell that this is something that players that have enjoyed Magic for a very long time are going to enjoy, because it just says Sunburst.
Just
no reminder
Sunburst.
Text whatsoever.
Yeah.
Just Sunburst.
We know what we're doing here.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And Engineered Explosives is a rare in Ultimate Masters.
Yeah. Next card.
Oh,
so here's one of those uncommons we were talking about. It's got new art. Eternal Witness is one of the most iconic uncommons of all. It's one of the most iconic green cards of all time.
Absolutely. One of the most well-known. It's in every commander deck that runs green that I've ever seen.
And that flavor text, Steve.
Oh, that flavor text. She remembers every word spoken from the hero's oath to the baby's cry. Mm-hmm. Touching. Very touching.
But yeah, that art, I love the art on normal card size, but that box topper version just looks so good.
It's really cool. And so you'll be able to get this this new Eternal Witness art in the regular set and as an ultimate box topper. Mm-hmm. Either way, happy to see them both.
Absolutely.
Really excellent.
Coming up next, we have Fulminator Mage, also with new art.
Brand new.
Staple of sideboards in modern that can cast it.
Yeah,
basically.
Pretty much every deck that can cast this wants it in the sideboard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, burn, suffer, and trouble me no more. That is a message to
all Tron players everywhere.
all non-basic land players.
Burn, just suffer, and trouble me no more, Tron players. That is what Fulminator Mage says. Yeah, the bleed on this looks really good.
And yeah, you'll notice a trend of us saying the bleed on this looks really good, and that's a credit to the designers that have worked so hard on bringing these life,
making
as it, were.
It pretty,
making it extremely pretty.
Yes.
Speaking of extremely pretty, let's go on to the next ultimate box topper.
Gaddick Teague.
It's Teague.
I wouldn't call Gaddick Teague a pretty person.
I think he's pretty.
You think he's pretty?
Yeah, I think he's pretty.
I mean, he looks gruff to me.
I mean, well. The thing about Gaddick Teague is so great are his wisdom and spirit that many who have met him say that they stood before a giant of a man and talked to the wisest of the four winds.
Ooh. I do like the clean look of no flavor text. As great as that flavor text
is. It's really good flavor text, but yeah. I agree. I love the fact that the ultimate box toppers are going for art emphasis and then just, you know.
Just
you
clean
know,
text box.
Clean text. You
know
what
you're
does.
Doing.
Yep.
You're here for the awesome.
And again, just to call it out, Gaddick Teague is a rare in Ultimate Masters. Don't be confused by that mythic symbol on the Ultimate Box Toppers. All of them have the mythic symbol.
And
we're just going to keep saying it.
We are.
In case you came in late, basically.
We're only on G, too.
Which is crazy.
I mean, you know, all the good stuff could be jammed up front, but it's not.
It's not.
Let's keep going.
Yeah, let's continue
keep
going. Goryeo's
Vengeance.
Yes.
No flavor text on this one, sorry, Steve.
No, but there is also no reminder text on it, so you better know what Splice Onto Arcane does
Splice
if you're going to play.
Arcane. Yeah, that art is real creepy.
Just like Goryeo's Vengeance is when
Just
somebody resolves
like
it.
Just like Goryeo's Vengeance. It's, you know, and it's an instant, so you can, Emrakul hits the yard in response to its shuffle back in trigger.
Goryeo's Vengeance. Here it is.
Come back out and play. All right, and
that
one
even,
is
it. Or you can cast another instant arcane spell and splice this onto it.
You can.
Yep.
You can absolutely do that. This is not the only arcane spell in this
No, game. It's not. It's so not. I'm looking forward to seeing more of the box toppers and seeing what we're in store for, like this next card, for example.
Ooh.
Hello, Caracas.
Hello,
Legendary Caracas.
Frame. Oh, I almost want them to unban this in Commander just so I can play it there.
That's just mean. Man.
I mean,
that's just mean.
It
is gorgeous.
I have it in some Canadian Highlander decks, but like, I'd also anyway.
So this is the first Caracas to be printed with the new
legendary frame,
and the new way that we do mana. So add symbol rather than add symbol
to your
mana
pool.
Pool.
Yep, absolutely.
But yeah, Caracas to begin with was had a very simple text box. It is simple on both versions. It is a mythic in both versions.
Yep. Moving on. Halfway through the... And there he is.
Oh, there's somebody that
if
people
you're paying
might
attention
recognize.
To the packaging earlier that we showed, Karn. Karn's here.
Karn is a mythic. He is back and better than ever, or the same as ever, however...
He's exactly the
exactly
same,
the
as,
same
ever.
As ever. But in a new new ultimate box topper form here. I appreciate the way that they did Planeswalkers here. They just really... The art stands on its own for a lot of these Planeswalker cards, and all they really had to do was extend the art a little bit past the borders. Looks really clean, looks really good. Really cool. Karn is a great Planeswalker. You're welcome, Tron players, I guess.
Yeah, for now. not the last Planeswalker we're going to show off. Let's keep on moving.
Here's an uncommon, though.
Here is the other uncommon. So yes. Eternal Witness and Kitchen Finks are the two uncommons that you can get as box toppers.
Yes.
But they're also two of the most played uncommons of all time, maybe.
Yeah, and for Kitchen Finks, you know, you accept one favor from an oaf, and you're doomed to accept another. And that's especially true of Kitchen Finks with its wonderful persist ability.
Yep.
One of the reasons why it's so very played in so many different formats.
And just look how clean that text box looks.
Persist.
On the box hopper version.
Persist.
Persist.
I love it. I love it. But yeah, Kitchen Finks, welcome return to a Master Set.
Mm-hmm.
Very excited to see Kitchen Finks come back.
And next we have...
Oh, another Eldrazi. It's another
weird.
Eldrazi Titan.
That's
interesting.
Two of the three.
I wonder if there'll be a third one too.
There will be. Stick around. we're gonna show it to you. We're not holding much back
no,
today.
No, this is we're just, you know,
literally
showing you everything.
Every mythic in the set is being previewed today.
And many of the rares.
Yes.
Many
and then
of them.
After we get through this, we'll talk about when we're gonna show off the rest of the set.
Yeah, exactly. But Kozilek Butcher of Truth, another one of those Eldrazi where if you manage to resolve it in a game of Rise of the Eldrazi Limited, you felt like a freaking champion.
If you manage to resolve it at any time, you feel like a freaking champion.
That's accurate. Yeah, mythic in both the set and as the ultimate box topper.
As it should be. I love that. So notice that the type line is white.
Yes.
Which makes it stand out much better.
It's really,
gives
really cool.
It gives it another little extra thing.
Again, no reminder text
no
with
reminder
that
text.
That Annihilator. So yep. You get to explain, if you play with this version, to your opponent that they will have to sacrifice four permanents.
How much trouble they're in.
Oh,
all
boy.
All right, next card.
There's
another one of the Worldwake lands.
Worldwake creature lands. I love these lands. I had so much fun playing with these. During that period of standard. I enjoy playing with them in limited in formats like Cube, and this one is no exception.
And the art, this is one of the ones to me that the slightly larger art size gives you such a better sense of what's going on.
Yeah, for sure. Look at that guy on that horse.
Yeah, I honestly didn't know there was a horse there until I looked at this.
Yeah.
Next card.
Oh, I recognize this guy.
Leovold. This is a relatively new card coming from Conspiracy, but it quickly gained popular in Legacy.
Yeah.
Was quickly banned in Commander because it's busted.
Well, and the thing is, the flavor text on there, I'm sure we can come to an arrangement. That arrangement was usually pretty one-sided.
That arrangement was, I draw seven cards, you draw one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that doesn't feel great, but Leovold is a very, very welcome addition to the Ultimate Box Toppers. I love seeing the room actually around Leovold mm-hmm. in the expanded art there. It just really shows what kind of detail our artists go to that doesn't necessarily get seen on that 3.5-inch card frame. And this is one of Magali's pieces, in fact.
And also, legendary frame again.
New in the legendary frame, and no flavor text really makes that that text box very, very aware that you are going to be drawing one card while your opponent draws seven.
Next on the list is... Ooh,
hello.
New art. So
hello.
Again, Life from the Loam. It is rare in the main set. Special symbol for the box topper. Just dredge three.
Yep.
Don't worry about all the little...
Don't need to worry
text.
About the reminder text. Don't need to worry about that. Just dredge three.
Just
you know exactly
three.
What you're getting with Life from the Loam.
Get some lands back.
I do love this new art, though.
Yep.
That's some pretty sweet new art.
Yep, absolutely. Next up,
oh,
Liliana.
I think people are very excited
people
to see Liliana
very
back.
Very excited, yep. Liliana is one of the most powerful planeswalkers ever printed.
Absolutely.
It's up there in the top three, top five. It's pretty darn close to the top.
And I think this is one of the prettiest ultimate box toppers, partially because if you look very closely up at the top of the text box where her name is, there's actually a little bit of transparency there
mm-hmm.
to bring in the glow from that window behind her.
Yep.
I really love this ultimate box topper. Again, that white type line. Really, really cool. I'm excited to see Liliana back. I love jamming games with Liliana.
And now it says legendary planeswalker.
Which
Liliana.
Is different for this and also for Karn Liberated,
yeah.
which we saw earlier. Mythic in both ultimate box topper and the main set.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move on to... Lord of Extinction.
Commander staple, huge, huge creature in
Commander. Yeah, because the Forlorn Cries of the Dead combine to make its laugh, and that is true of people that play this in Commander. The Forlorn Cries of your dead opponents combine to make your laugh. It's very true. Like Blake said, Commander staple here, mythic in both versions. I've always enjoyed that art. I think it looks delightfully creepy. But not new art here. Same art as before when it first premiered in Alara Reborn?
Yeah, something like that.
Yep.
Still feels very mythic to me. Yep. Next up, we have Pulse. Maelstrom Pulse, another Jun friend here. Jun's getting a lot of friends.
It's getting a lot of love, and Maelstrom Pulse, as we go into another installment of Flavor Text Theater, during the collision of the shards, entire ways of life disappeared without a trace, and that is exactly what Maelstrom Pulse does.
That flavor text is really cool. I honestly, that's the first one I'm like, I kind of wish that was on the box.
Yeah.
But that clean text box is
I gotta say, nice. I'm really loving the clean text box on all of these ultimate box toppers.
Yep.
But yeah, Maelstrom Pulse, a staple in a lot of different types of decks.
Rare in the main set.
Mythic and box topper.
They're all mythic.
They're all mythic. We're just going to keep saying
rare in the main set, yes.
Yeah, rare in the main set.
Moving on. Mana Vault.
Now, this is a first time in foil for Mana Vault.
Yep. So this is one of my favorite. We still have not gotten my favorite.
No,
box
no.
But this is one of my favorite expressions of the box topper with the Mana Vault. The artifacts and the colorless cards all look really good because it feels like it bleeds just that much more.
It really does. And the cool thing about this art, if you feel like you've seen this art before, you have. It has been on expressions on Magic the Gathering Online.
Yep.
Before. This is the first time that this art has been seen in print, though.
Yep. And again, it's got the colorless pips at the bottom.
Yep, new for Mana Vault. And yeah, like I said, it'll be the first time that people will be able to find Mana Vault in a premium foil.
Yep. Next up,
Mikaia's
Unhallowed.
Oh, Commander players rejoice once again. And this time, no reminder text for Undying. No reminder text for Undying on that ultimate box topper. And I remember playing with this card just in Limited in mm-hmm. I think it was Avacyn Restored, I think. But yeah, I remember playing with this card and somebody having to grab the card from me and read it and be like, wait, this does what?
This does huh?
This does what? What do you mean all of your zombies are just gonna come back if I kill them? Commander player, this is a Commander staple for
new
sure.
New legendary frame.
Mm-hmm. And a mythic in the main set.
Yep. Next up, this is one a lot of people are going to be excited for, and it's a rare.
She protects the Sacred Groves from Blight, Drought, and the Unbeholden.
Yeah.
Noble Hierarch is back. One of the most powerful one-drop mana producers of all time.
Arguably more powerful than Birds of Paradise.
Arguably more powerful.
Arguably.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is another one of my favorites for the box. I keep saying that, but they just look really cool.
They all look so cool.
The bleed and all the green in the background really works well together.
And honestly, the ultimate box topper version might be my favorite expression of a Noble Hierarch ever, just because it just says Exalted.
Exalted.
Exalted, and then taps for green, white,
or blue.
That's it.
That's it.
So cool. All right, let's see the next one. Oh, it's Platinum Imperion.
And this is new art.
Yep.
Oh, and look at that. It's just so simple. It's centered even on the Platinum Imperium. Your life total can't change.
Yes, but it misses the flavor text because it ignores such insignificant forces as time, entropy, and death.
Not quite, do all those things.
Not quite as cool as the Maelstrom Pulse flavor text, but I'll take it. The ones that have centered text, I think, are just so cool.
Mm-hmm.
They're so great. It's not something that... That happens very often on cards, but when it does, I'm just so happy to see it every time.
Yeah, it's just really impactful. Yeah. And of course, Platinum Imperion gained new life after Madcap Experiment was printed. It became a combo card in Modern that sees some play now and then.
Yep. So that's also Mythic in the main set as well. Let's see the next one. Raging Ravine. People knew this was coming. Again, this is a... When you zoom in on the art, some of those details just get so much better.
It feels much more burly than it was before.
It does, and like...
Big, burly boy.
I had never noticed, and this is maybe a deficiency on my part for observancy, that it makes a giant head that's like with teeth and stuff.
Oh, I
noticed
that.
Yeah, I never
noticed that. That's your deficiency.
That's totally my deficiency. Yeah. But like, it emphasizes it now,
yeah, it
which I really
does.
Like.
Yeah, so rare in the main set.
Just like all the rest of the creature lands.
Yep.
Let's see the next one.
Next up.
Reanimate.
Now with new art.
And You'd Better Be Worth It, attributed to Liliana Vess.
As
the
this
flavor
is.
Text. This is really good art. I really love this art.
This art is definitely worth the new printing.
And this card's been around for a while, too. Reanimate's been around for quite some time. Reanimate it rare in the set. Very, very cool art. Very cool effect. People, I'm sure, will be...
Legacy staple.
Yeah, people will be using this in their Legacy decks for sure. Let's move on to the next one. Oh, this is one of my personal favorite cards that's ever been printed. Sigarda, Host of Herons. Great devotion yields, great reward. That's for sure with this card. I've always enjoyed slamming this card in wherever I can play it.
Very popular commander card, both as a general and as just a card in the deck. A lot of people will play Voltron-style decks, is what they call them, where you build it up and you put a bunch of enchantments and equipment on it and you just attack, and it's super hard to kill because it can't they can't make you sacrifice it, it can't target it, it flies.
They may as well have just also printed Indestructible on the card.
Pretty close.
But I have a personal love for this card. I was very happy to see it come back. Sigarda, Host of Herons, Mythic in the main set as well.
Yeah. Moving on.
What?
Yeah.
One of Blake's personal favorite cards.
Definitely one of my favorite cards. I love that. Oh, it got rid of the reminder text, too. That's great. Snapcaster Mage is back. And it's very, very blue. I love how blue that box topper is.
Yeah, it's really cool that that a lot of this art really does emphasize the color pie, actually. Mm-hmm. So you'll see those borders extend, and you'll see how much the art really pays attention to what color the card is supposed to be in a lot of these cases. Mm-hmm. Snapcaster Mage, Mythic in the main set as well. Coming down to the end here, Blake, we're already at the S's.
We're getting there.
So let's see what else we got.
We still got some cool stuff left.
See what else we got here. Stirring Wildwood. Once
knew
again.
Knew that was coming.
Yep. Rare in the main set.
Next up.
Hello, Tassigar the Golden Fang.
Tassigar has become a modern staple for its delve ability, which, again, no reminder text.
Yes, and a new legendary frame for Tassigar.
And a new
legendary frame.
New art.
Yeah.
No banana.
I miss the banana.
Yeah, we all miss the banana. It's okay, but...
But, yeah, I'm going to keep saying it, just in case people are just joining us, the lack of reminder text, just taking it off there, makes it look so good.
Yep.
Makes it look so clean. I love it. Rare in the main set for Tassigar the Golden Fang. This next one I think people are going to be pretty excited about. Yes, it's Temporal Manipulation.
Temporal Manipulation.
And check out that centered rules
check
text.
Check it out. And that is a Mythic in the main set. We've never put this into a booster release.
I don't believe that. Yeah, I think that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, doing something at the last minute isn't so bad when you can make that minute last. And with Temporal Manipulation, you will surely be able to make that minute last.
Yep.
Very exciting.
Next up. This is my favorite art.
This is awesome. I love this art.
Look
it's
closely
so great
at it. Nahiri in the foreground.
Oh, gosh.
Bringing Emrakul to Innistrad. And... First of all, that's just an epic story moment.
It's awesome.
It's epic art. And also, what do you want to Through the Breach? You want to Through the Breach, Emrakul.
Exactly.
Right there on the card. It tells you exactly what you want to do.
It's flavorful. It's a big story moment. The art is killer. I love this version of the card. If I were ever to make Through the Breach, this is the version that I would want to run.
Yep.
And of note, it is rare in the main set.
It is rare in the main set. I also love that Nahiri the Planeswalker... That's her ability.
Yeah.
That's the actual Planeswalker's ability to summon Emrakul. And it just, this tells so much of a story, and the art just looks so good.
It's awesome. This is easily one of my favorite art, new arts in the Ultimate Box Topper line.
Yep.
This is actually a card that I wish had flavor text, because I think the art tells a story so well that I wish we could have emphasized that a little more. But Splice Onto Arcane, this is the other Splice Onto Arcane card in the Ultimate Box Topper spoilers that we're doing today. But yeah, great card, amazing art. Really looking forward to seeing what these look like in real life as well.
Next up, we're almost to the end.
Ulamog, you knew he was coming.
Knew this was coming.
Here comes Ulamog.
Another Eldrazi Titan.
I like, you can notice the difference between the text boxes on this one, especially because it puts Indestructible and Annihilator 4 on the same line in the box topper, whereas due to reminder text reasons, they had to do it on separate lines on the other one. So. Yep. That's why you have a little bit more leeway for larger text to know exactly how badly you have lost, possibly when Ulamog hits the battlefield across from you. So that's really fun. Again, Mythic in the main set.
Yep. Next up.
Urborg, Tomb of Yawgmoth, and oh my god.
That new art.
That new art, that centered text, that legendary frame. I love it.
All of the things.
Yawgmoth's corpse is a wound in the universe. His foul blood seeps out, infecting the land with his final curse. Attributed to Lord Windgrace, of course. That is some pretty potent flavor text, if I do say so myself. Rare in the main set.
Another commander staple for almost any deck that runs black.
Yeah, you throw this in with something like a Cabal Coffers.
You absolutely do.
And you go to town. It's great. I think we got one more. We got one more, I think. So we'll let people sort of predict what they think it's going to be. But I'm excited to move on to this last one. Let's see what it is. That's right, it's Vengevine.
Vengevine, another modern staple of graveyard decks. Yep. We see this sometimes in Hollow One decks or Faithless Looting decks.
And the flavor text says exactly what it does. Leave but a shred of root and it will return bursting with vigor. Vengevine, of course, a 4/3 haste that whenever you cast a spell, if it's the second creature spell and you cast this turn, you get it back from the graveyard onto the battlefield.
You gotta kill it dead.
Yeah, you gotta exile. No root shall remain.
Let it be. All right, that is all the box up.
Every single one.
40 of them. So that is 40 cards from the set you've seen today.
Yeah.
Now, we are doing previews for the rest of the set. We're going to, like today, we're just going to throw so much at you.
Yeah.
Just throw it all at you. So we're going to do 2 days of previews.
Yeah.
The week of Thanksgiving.
It'll be the Monday and Tuesday, right before American Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And that Wednesday, the entire card image gallery will be up for Ultimate Masters.
Everything. And then, of course, it comes out December 7th, 2 weeks after that. So you got a little time to peruse that list. But this should get you started.
Yeah.
So let's talk again about the details of this set. Let's just go over it. Now, all of this information is going to be on Daily MTG. If you're watching this now, once this is over, go to Daily MTG. There'll be an announcement article up. It'll have all the details there.
And I believe we're also going to be putting the box toppers up as a gallery on that article as well.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
You'll see pictures of every single one of them. So we're going to go over the details one more time, and then we're going to crack one of these boxes.
Yeah, now we're not...
Not the packs.
We're not going to open the packs. What we want to show you is we'll show you what the packaging looks like and exactly where you're going to be able to find that ultimate box topper and what that looks like. And for a special treat for you joining in today and on Daily MTG, or sorry, Weekly MTG, we are going to open up that ultimate box topper on camera so you can see what it looks like.
So, just to run through the details again, releases December 7th, 254 cards in the set, 24 packs per box, plus that box topper.
Yep.
15 card booster packs with one premium foil per pack. It's going to be in English and Japanese, but it'll be available worldwide. The MSRP, and the MSRP, by the way, applies only to North America.
Yes.
MSRP is $335.76 per box, and $34.99 per three-pack blister pack. Those are, as we said before, this is a premium product. So it's not for everyone. Think of it as a kind of mythic edition that you get in your local game store.
Right.
That's a good way to think about it.
I was about to say, will people that enjoy Magic the Gathering Online also be able to partake in Ultimate Masters?
So Ultimate Masters will be available on Magic Online on December 5th for $6.99 per pack. The set will not be redeemable.
Right.
So you can't get a set on Magic Online and then redeem it.
And what about the box toppers?
The box toppers will be available through treasure chests.
Got it.
Yep.
Got it. And, of course, supplies are limited for Ultimate Masters.
Absolutely. So I guess the last thing we have to do is open this thing up.
I guess so. So let's get right to it. So we've got a special camera set up where you can see the Ultimate Masters. And as you can see, it's a fully sealed box.
Yep. Art unknown.
So you'll find that out during preview season.
Yep.
So let's go ahead and open this up.
Reason we're leaving the plastic and anything, we want to show you the whole experience, where the box topper is, how sealed it is, all that jazz.
Yeah.
So you know what you're getting into. So that's the
cello wrap right there, or the shrink wrap. This is like other supplemental product boxes where it has this cardboard insert in there for stability. And right here, ultimate box topper, Right here on top. So when you open up a sealed Ultimate Masters box, this should be right on top. And then you can see some of the packs in here. We're not going to touch those.
We're just going to take it over here.
I'll just hold on to it for a little bit.
So
one of the things that we do want to call out about this is, I'm going to hold this up and angle it. Sean, could you zoom in a little bit? It's a little shiny. So at the bottom it says, sealed product not for resale.
There you go, nice.
So the intent is for these to only be...
They're with the box.
Only with the box.
That is how you get them.
So we're going to go ahead and open this up. As you can see, it's like a regular booster pack. The only difference is there is only one card in it.
Yep.
So here we go. Let's see here.
See what we get.
Okay. So let me, I want to, okay, so it's, we'll go ahead and do the fun slow reveal here so that we can do it on camera, so it's camera ready. Okay. So let's see what we've got. It's Maelstrom Pulse. Look at that.
Yep.
So I'm going to go ahead and angle this a little so you can see
the shiny
on it. Look at that. Yep. Look at that. That's really cool. But yeah, it's so that's exactly what you're going to get. You're going to get this ultimate box topper wrapper here. I'll move it down. Well, I'm sure our producer Sean will be able to zoom out a little
there
bit for
go.
You. So yeah, this is exactly what you're going to get when you get an Ultimate Masters box, provided that it is fully sealed.
Yep.
When you open it up, the first thing that you see should be this Ultimate Box Topper pack, and inside should be exactly one card, the Ultimate Box Topper that comes with that box.
Yep.
So I'm very excited to see players start to play with these cards,
yeah,
too.
Absolutely.
You know, they're really cool.
So, yep, again, Ultimate Masters releasing December 7th.
Yep.
This is, again, the last Masters product we plan for a while. We have some other cool things kind of taking its place you can think of, but basically we're putting Masters on the shelf for a while.
Yeah.
We're trying some different things.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, we're trying Ultimate Masters.
We are. Ultimate Masters, December 7, 2018. You can catch previews starting the Monday before American Thanksgiving.
The 19th, I believe.
Yeah.
Again, the boxes... The sealed boxes, only available in local stores.
Correct.
You cannot get them anywhere else. The blister packs will be available at big box stores. But the sealed boxes...
Which contain the ultimate box toppers.
Which contain the ultimate box toppers, which are
super
the
sweet.
Coolest thing about
They're
this
so
set.
They're so sweet.
There's a lot more in this set that is really... We have not shown you every great card.
Yeah, weirdly, it seems like there's so much cool stuff in this set already, and I feel like we barely scratched the surface.
I created the preview plan. We've gone through this set a million times because it was so cool and so unique, and just literally yesterday, I was going through the preview plan, I was like, oh wait, that card's in here
too?
Yeah,
yeah.
I've done that almost every time I've looked at the plan.
So lots of cool stuff coming. Definitely make sure you keep your eyes peeled that week of American Thanksgiving. For those of you listening on the podcast, we apologize for not being able to show you all the cool things. But at least you got to hear all the things, and hopefully by that point you'll have seen them
as well.
You can
head to Daily MTG, and you'll look up the announcing Ultimate Masters article, and they will all of the box toppers will be in that article.
And I believe their regular set counterparts will be there as well.
Maybe.
We'll see. But regardless, thank you so much for joining us today. We've been wanting to tell you about Ultimate Masters for a very long time. Really happy the day is here. So
really shocked we kept it a secret this
time. Yeah, that's the coolest part, I think. But hopefully it's a nice surprise for a lot of you out there. And we will see you next week. Definitely make sure to check out that preview article on Daily MTG.
All right. Yep. Thanks, everyone.
Take care.